Hello, this is WHRW with This Day in History. My name is Rory St. John. On January 8th, 1790, on this day, President George Washington delivers the first State of the Union address to the assembled Congress in New York City. Let's listen.
It's almost time to deliver my first ever State of the Union address. Better be sure that I'm properly equipped. Let's see. What kind of hazards would I face?
They may throw... Mr. President!
Yes?
Are you ready for your address?
Just a moment, please. They may throw things at me. Let me put on some eye goggles and this futuristic footballer's helmet. And
sir, would you like a lozenge?
Yes, actually, that would be delightful.
Yes, your voice has been sounding terribly hoarse lately.
Wait a moment, I'm all out of lozenges. You'll just have to go without.
Curses!
Fortunately, I have a lozenge. Remember, I'm your Secretary of State.
That's true.
To be.
Oh my, that's delicious. I feel perfectly prepared now.
Now, see what would have happened if he didn't get the lozenge.
Oh my god, my presidential lungs are everywhere.
Cecil, I see that he's wearing all these safety equipment, but do you know what he's not wearing?
A lozenge?
Well, I was going to say assassination-proof vest.
You're right! That's what you get for trying to not be colonies, sucker!
A rare look inside of two alternate histories of the day. And you'll note, the one that worked out well was when he used the proper safety equipment, a lozenge, for his speech. Make sure you use your proper safety equipment, or someone might assassinate you. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.